It's the end of the week and it's Friday. I hope this week has been a good one for you, as always. And I hope you've enjoyed the teachings this week. So we started off with accountability. We went through self-forgiveness, bit of self-compassion. And over the last 2 days, definitely giving you some tips on mindfulness around this and bringing you through a beautiful, gentle meditation, which you can go back and listen to those at any time or even create your own. And today I wanted to finish off the week talking about guilt. And I suppose guilt fits into accountability, because sometimes when we're feeling guilty about things, we actually have to be accountable in two ways. Accountable if we actually did something wrong, to make amends for it, to deal with it and to heal from it. And accountability that when we're feeling guilty and we have done nothing wrong, and most of the time we can be feeling this type of guilt, we have to work through it, because negative emotions, while they are good to be indicators, as I always say, of what's going on, they're not good when they're sitting in your system all of the time. So I wanted to look at this in two ways. So the first one is what I mentioned a moment ago, which is about guilt if you have done something wrong. We all make mistakes and we all have regrets. And this could be something that you may have done to somebody else or said to somebody else, an action you took that you don't feel pretty happy about in yourself. And even if somebody else mightn't feel that it was that bad, you just might have this feeling that doesn't sit right with you or align to your own core values and principles. And what I would say is the best thing to do is just apologize. Look at the behavior around it and just make amends, whether that's apologize to the person or work through forgiving your own self. But it actually can be very freeing. I went through, and I mentioned this a few times, a very difficult situation with a family member before. And even though I didn't feel like I'd actually done something wrong to bring the situation to it, I had a lot of guilt about not being able to, you know, have that relationship with that person for a period of time, or to have to protect myself in that. I definitely felt guilty. I felt guilty about how they felt about that. I felt guilty about technically isolating them. And actually, you know, after things mended themselves and everything, I found myself apologizing for my part and how it had got there. There's always 50-50 in any situation, so I wanted to be able to do that. And it was one of the most freeing things that I did, because some of the guilt was misplaced and wrong, but some of it was, yeah, you know, maybe I could have made better decisions, maybe I could have handled it better, but I was handling it at the time the only way that I knew how. So it's definitely very freeing and a really good, healthy healing exercise. It could be as simple as just, you know, I often with my partner get annoyed with him about something stupid that's really about me, and just going and saying, I'm sorry about that. You know, or reaching out to somebody maybe you've lost touch with or lost contact with over, you know, nothing. You just haven't had time to get in touch with them and send them a message and say, I'm sorry. I've actually just been, you know, MIA because I've had lots going on. I'm sorry, and I just want to reconnect. So there's lots of healthy and beneficial things that come from actually looking at guilt of things that you have done. But then we have the dreaded guilt of things when we actually haven't done things. So some parents experience, you know, parental guilt because, and mothers in particular, have this mommy guilt, as they call it, or mummy guilt, and where they feel that, you know, I suppose everything in their life is to prioritize their child, and if they're away from their child, or if they're putting, maybe trying to put their own needs maybe once in a blue moon first, they feel that sense of guilt. And it's innate guilt, I think, built in parents and particularly mothers, that doesn't leave. And it's important to recognize that and to deal with that. I know I would have people in my life who are mothers and they suffer with this a lot, and it actually does have a negative impact on their confidence in themselves, their confidence as a parent. You know, they blame themselves if their child is sick or if they're not sleeping right. They definitely can put pressure on themselves around that. Other things are misplaced guilt is about, you know, if you really haven't done something in a situation and you're feeling guilty for standing up for yourself or empowering yourself or not taking any crap anymore. And there's a guilt there because you're not used to doing that. So it's important to look at these things clearly and decipher them. And then there's guilt about things that we haven't done, the things we promised ourselves we would do. And this is what accountability is all about, keeping ourselves accountable without beating ourselves up. So guilt, as you see, has a wide ranging kind of energy and it filters into a lot of aspects of our life. I know guilt is something that I feel quite often, generally around family, when I would have, you know, a few people in my family that I look after a lot and care for a lot. And sometimes when I put my own needs first, I feel really bad and I've no reason to, but I do. Or, you know, I haven't actually had a day off now for going on over 2 weeks at this point. And one of the reasons for that is that when I have had a bit of space maybe from work, I've actually been factoring in family where I've needed to factor in myself. And then that guilt can have a dreadful effect on, you know, your emotional state, your physical energy, your, you know, we also can start getting resentful and angry towards people in our life. If we're feeling guilty all the time, we're feeling, even some people are maybe manipulated in situations to feel guilty. But at the end of the day, it's our emotion, it's how we control it and how we deal with it. Not always easy. So one of the things I would say is, if you're having a bit of an issue with guilt, look, write it down. Even if it's on your phone, you could write a text message to yourself or put it in a memo on your phone or on a piece of paper. You know, at your desk and work or at home, or if you're on the bus even, you could write it out and just, where am I feeling guilty and why am I feeling guilty? And just try to rationalize it a little bit. Like I said earlier, have you actually done something you need to apologize or make amends for? Or is this guilt that you're just feeling? How can you step out of that? So some of the things are these coping strategies that we talked about in resilience last week. And if you haven't listened to that audio, you can go back and listen to it, just about the strategies, whether it's like a mindfulness exercise we did yesterday, whether it's about doing some meditation, whether it's breathing exercises, whether it's literally admitting it to yourself. And something else as well that I just wanted to mention before you finish around guilt is, sometimes guilt is feeling like we can't progress in our life because maybe somebody in our life, we could be in a relationship with somebody in our life that we mightn't want to be in a relationship with. We might be friends with someone we don't want to be friends with anymore. We might be in a job where we want to progress and we feel bad to leave the company. We might actually, and this is a strange one, but it definitely happens, and I think we've probably all experienced it. Maybe we're going through a good period in our life and somebody in our life is not going through a good period. So you kind of dim down what you're doing or don't talk about what you're doing. You feel guilty about saying that or coming across as maybe too confident or egotistical. So it's like, it's so widespread. But admitting to yourself the things in your life that you nearly feel guilty about thinking, if you don't allow yourself to acknowledge that and not be in denial about these things, you'll just stay in this very stuck position. And like I mentioned earlier, it affects your emotional self, your mental health, your self-care, even your physical energy being drained. So it's just important to have these honest and healthy chats with yourself. So I think writing it down is really important. Looking at whether you can, you know, rationalize it. Is there some practical step you can take? And if it's just a real emotional thing, can you put in better boundaries? This is something I'm going to be covering next week, about boundaries, about protecting ourselves in difficult situations, and about really, I suppose, progressing in life so much that we have healthy boundaries and we're still able to support people and be there for them, and maybe this guilt won't come in. In terms of mother guilt, I'm not a mother. I'm a stepmother, but I'm not a mother, and so I don't have a full understanding of this. I do have some of it, but that, I don't know if that ever goes away, but just make sure it's not overtaking, because that can be very hard for you, and it can make you feel like you should be putting your dreams on hold or your wishes on hold, and you can do both and it's okay. And actually, for, you know, your child or children, it's better for you to be thriving, because they will see that and feel that energy and respond to that energy a lot better than stress. So I wish you a great Friday and a great bank holiday weekend if you're in Ireland, and if you're living abroad. I'm not sure if it's bank holiday weekend, but if it is, have a great one. I'll be talking to you tomorrow. Very gentle exercises coming up over the weekend. There'll probably just be text rather than audios to listen to, and then I'll kick off on Monday actually all about boundaries. So have a wonderful weekend and talk to you soon.